Malcolm.
Hello.
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 Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Paula Richards. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Donna.
And hey, Donna.
This is Paula. You said your name was Paula?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I don't know if I've heard you on the conference.
I know for the longest I couldn't get with the carrier that I have, I couldn't get Kano, and I had let him know that, you know, there was a problem. And then they finally got it, the service, but you had to pay a little more. So I went up today to pay a little more because I really wanted this class.
Yeah, it's some wonderful classes. Yeah, I would definitely play a little more, too, just so I could have classes. Well, great. Nice to see you.
Are you in California?
No, ma'am. I'm in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. I'm in Georgia.
Georgia? Oh. Okay. Well, you're not too far from Honoke. He lives in Georgia.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I know.
Man, I would go be sitting with them every day.
I know. I used to, you know, go have lunch and dinner or whatever. You know, it's really wonderful.
Oh, that's right.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Good evening.
We are. This is the deeper Zohar class on the Parsha of Noach. We're in section 27. We're starting with verse 204. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutsha Baruchu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urshimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urshimu. L'yakta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavadhe, B'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino amadonai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konaneihu. Vayisu et hatava. Me'al ha'aretz Rabbi Abba Patach Ruma Al Hashamayim Elokim Al Kol Ha'aretz Yivodecha Vavilon l'chi avaya, de'inun chatan, umar gizin l'marechon, bekol yoma uchovayhu, dachyan lahlishkinta, me'arta v'garmin, detistalek, May Alma Dishkinta Ikre Elohim Va'at Va'ala Chetivruma Al Hashamayim Elohim. And they bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. Rabbi Abba said, Rabbi Abba began by saying, be you exalted above the heaven, Elohim. Let your glory be above all the earth. Woe to the wicked who sin and provoke their master every day, for by their sins they push the Shekhinah out of the earth and cause her to leave this world. Because the Shekhinah is called Elohim, it is said about her, be you exalted above the heavens, Elohim. questions, comments, thoughts?
Hello?
Go ahead, Mondra.
I take it that when the judgment came upon that generation, the ark was lifted, and I take that as the Elohim was being lifted with the ark. It was driven out of Malkut and lifted up to Zeron Pen. In a earthly definition, that they pushed her out, and I assume she went with the ark.
That is one view, and that is a correct view, but there's also many other correct views. So here's another way of understanding it. There's a midrash that explains that each time a major sin was made in the world, in every generation from Adam to Noah, each time that generation sinned, the Shekhinah left the level that she was at, and she went up to Zeron Pin, as you say. But rather than Zeron Pin, she went up to Yesod. And then another sin came along, the Tower of Babel, and she went up to the level of Hod. And another sin went along. So all of these actions of the various generations were so negative that the Shekhinah had to elevate to a higher heaven. That's essentially the message of the Midrash. That is one way of understanding the pasuk. Another way of understanding it is when you cleanse negativity, you elevate what is left. If you destroy negativity, what's left is cleaner. What's left is more elevated. And that's another way of understanding this pasuk. But again, it's using the verse, because we discussed it as the verse from yesterday. The verse starts out, and they bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. Who are they? We haven't answered that question yet. Are they angels? Are they the consciousness of Noah and his children? That's what powered the ark to rise? We're not sure. And what does it mean to be lifted up above the earth? A week ago, or maybe even last week, there was a famous rocket was shot off from Cape Kennedy and went into solar orbit. It was the first private Enterprise rocket. Is that what they mean when they say above the earth, to be out in outer space? Or are they talking spiritually? Both discussions are correct. Both discussions are possible. We don't have enough information to really know what this verse is saying. Are there further questions, or should I go on to hopefully we'll find out what the meaning of those terms are?
Go on, as far as I'm concerned. This is Paula.
Okay. Verse 205. Tach atzei makiti vayishu et hataeva. Behadachyan la levar vitaram me'al ha'aretz tila sharya sharyayo v'yalma v'istalkat mina v'kad istalkat me'alma ha'leya mandi yashkyach the Alma of the Dina Shalta Kidain Alo the Kadit Bahun Kayave Alma the East Alkun Minea Chikinta Ahadrat Medora the Alma. Come and see, it is written. And they bore up the ark, meaning that they pushed the Shekhinah out, for the ark is the Shekhinah. The words, and it was lifted up above the earth, mean that the Shekhinah no longer resided in the world, having removed herself from it. When she left the world, no one was left to protect it any longer, and judgment prevailed. But after the wicked were destroyed and removed from the world, the Shekhinah made her dwelling in the world again. Questions, comments, thoughts? You're getting some definitions here. It may not be clear, but you're getting the definitions.
Right. So there's your answer.
The Shekhinah.
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead, Martha.
So we found our answer out.
There's the answer to they. Because in Elohim, that's plural, right?
Elohim is the name of God dealing with judgment. It can connect to the Sephirah of Gevurah, or it can connect to the Sephirah of Malchut. And on a third level, it can also connect to the Sephirah Bina. It can also, the word Elohim can refer to the angels, the angelic
right.
chieftains. And in the previous verse, in verse 204, it was referring to the angels. And here we're getting that explanation. They pushed the Shekhinah out, for the
right.
ark is the Shekhinah. Essentially,
right.
the angels pushed the Shekhinah, they pushed the ark up and out of the physical world. But once the wicked were destroyed, the Elohim allowed the ark back into the world.
So this, Portia, this, what we're discussing, answered the question as who they were. That's
yes.
what I'm getting. Okay.
Yes, the they is the Elohim In verse 204, it uses the term Elohim, but it doesn't tell you which of the levels it's really talking about. Here it comes in and refers to the Elohim as the Shekhinah. It refers to the Ark as the Shekhinah. And essentially, it explains that the angels were the ones that lifted the Ark up, and they were talking on a spiritual level. They weren't talking physical.
Okay.
Verse 206. Amar lo Rabbi Esa Iake Ha'ara Ve'Yisrael De'it Machon Chayavaya Behawo Behahu Zina Amai La ahadrat shekinta liatra idvakad meta amar lo begin dila ishtaru va shear zakaye alma ela bekol atar diazalu nachtat Vishaviat Medora Imhon Uma Vara Nokra Ahara La It Farsha Minaihu Koshaken Ishtarun Ishte Alu Biara Kadisha. Rabbi Yesa asked him, if it is so, then why after the wicked who had lived in the land of Israel during the destruction of the temple were blotted out, did the Shekhinah not return to her place? Rabbi Abba answered him, because after the destruction, the righteous of the world did not remain in the Holy Land, but left for Egypt, as described in the book of Jeremiah. Wherever they went in exile, the Shekhinah followed and resided among them. If she did not leave them, even in a strange land, then certainly, had the people stayed in Israel, she would have returned to them after the destruction. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay.
Hello.
So, she was pushed out in the destruction of the first temple. She was pushed out of the land because of the destruction and the desecration. But she went with them to Egypt. I'm trying to put a timeline here.
And also to the Babylonia. It doesn't say Babylonia, but it says she went to Egypt and wherever they went in exile.
Okay. And then she returned once all the evil was displaced from the land, she returned with them.
When they were given permission to rebuild the temple, she returned to the land with those who were rebuilding the temple.
Right, okay.
But she's still in exile.
Right.
For those people who are not living in the physical land.
Yes. Okay. I get that. Because not all the tribes have not returned to the land.
Correct.
So that's why she's still in exile. Okay. She's still with the righteous, but she's not in the land.
Correct.
And if she wasn't with the, a question just came to thought. If she leaves the righteous ones that are not in the land, then judgment comes against them. Correct? She can't.
Well, who do you, who do you mean by them? Judgment comes against who?
The righteous, because there's always a righteous person in, you know, in exile.
There are there are always 36 righteous people in the world, and we were taught in the previous, I think two sections ago, that the righteous receive the punishment first. They receive the effect of the negativity on the people who are negative, that the effect of their negative actions first is visited on the righteous, even though they didn't do anything, because the righteous represents the generation. So when the temple was destroyed, the righteous went into exile. The Shekinah went with them, and the result was anybody left in the land of Israel was receiving the judgment, including the righteous who were in exile.
But this is with the first destruction of the temple, right?
Yes, this is the first destruction that he is talking about.
Okay.
Are there any other questions about the verses we discussed tonight? Because I'm going to call a class. This is a half-hour class, and we're almost out of the half hour. So if there is a question or a comment or a thought somebody wants to express, feel free to. Otherwise, I'll mention that our class, our 7 o'clock Pacific time class tonight, is the Tikkuni Zohar. And Thursday night, our class is going to be for Rosh Chodesh at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Wednesday, at 4:30, we will continue our study that we're doing tonight. And at the 7 o'clock class tomorrow, these are all West Coast times. The 7 o'clock class tomorrow represents our questions and answers. Rosh Chodesh is this coming Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And we will continue on Sunday preparing for our class on Zion Adar, which we will take place next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. And in 2 weeks, we will have the series of classes associated with the Megillah Esther. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Glad to have you on the
Shalom.
Shalom.
Great.